Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever said you've got 20 that says Moe's going to take one in the eye from Curly, you're probably our kind of listener. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're back. Back in the saddle again. Let's do this thing. The Monday Night Meltdown, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio Networks. The loudest station in the nation. The Washington football team. Get it done tonight. 17-15. Final score. And don't look now, but Ron Rivera, Riverboat Ron, and the Washington football team are actually in the postseason. That's right. They bounced the Minnesota Vikings. Washington are now in the National Football League NFC Conference playoff picture. They are now the last wild card team. We'll get you caught up to date with the updated standings, the updated odds. It's great to be back in black. We're breaking it all down. NFL football, college football, Major League Baseball, and more. And there's a hell of a lot to unpack, all right? We're unpacking more than Paris Hilton on vacation. We've got Washington winning tonight, and you have to wonder about the future of the Seattle Seahawks. You have to wonder about the future of Pete Carroll as the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. And even though we all do this, and the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, I think we've arrived to that point right now with Pete Carroll. And there's so much money being thrown around right now. There's so much coaching talk, and we're going to get to all the coaching talk, and God knows there's a lot of it. But what we've discovered in all this salary talk is that Pete Carroll's actually the second highest paid coach in the National Football League. And in fact, he's making more than any other college coach is too. So in other words, Pete Carroll's like the second highest paid coach in the world in football, I should say. And I think he's making more. I don't think any of the European soccer coaches are making that much either. I didn't realize Bill Belichick's making $18 million a year now. He's got a one-year deal, $18 million. And that's one of those deals that that let's give credit to Kraft, that he's basically saying, yeah, whatever, dude. I've been underpaying you for years, so what do you want? Like, whatever. The Bulls did that with Jordan. Michael Jordan made like $50 million years ago, guys, right? Like, they stiffed him for so long. It was one of those after, like, listen, we're just going to max out and do whatever the hell we can do to pay you the most here. So there's a lot of money being thrown around. There's a lot of coaches, a lot of schools. There's a lot of everything that we want to talk about, including the Michigan Wolverines. But Pete Carroll makes $14 million a year. Listen, $14 million a year. I mean, listen, $14 million a year can buy you a lot of things. Think about it. What would you buy if you had $14 million? And let me ask you, would Pete Carroll be it? Right? Like, could buy an island. You could buy an island. You could definitely buy a couple of yachts and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You could buy a nice boat, you know, buy a timeshare on an island. You could definitely be rocking pretty hard. There's a lot of different things you could do with $14 million. Giving it to Pete Carroll is not one of the things I would do. And if I owned a football team and I was going to be paying like the second highest salary in football, I don't know if Pete Carroll would be the guy. Hey, how about we get that guy to choose gum? Ooh, that 70-year-old? Yeah, that 70-year-old. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're back in black. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of stuff to break down. What's up, San Diego? What's up, Los Angeles? There's a lot of news in Los Angeles, in the SoCal sports scene, obviously. Lincoln Riley, the new head coach of the USC Trojans. And Lincoln Riley, of course, adamantly denied. How dare you? How dare you question my integrity? For the last time, I will not be the next coach of the LSU Tigers. Because I'm already cut a deal with the USC Trojans. If a college football coach's lips are moving, it means he's lying. All right? It means he's lying. It's hard to think and it's hard to say that, you know what, somebody would be sleazier than like a congressman or a congresswoman or a senator, but no, college football coaches. I got to be honest with you. We've all made like life decisions, right? We've all made life decisions. I could have been a hockey player. I don't know. Would I have been in the NHL? Probably not, but I'd probably be playing in Switzerland right now with a hot wife and I'd be a millionaire and stuff. But I chose to go on tour with DRI and Sacrifice and Corrupted Youth. You know, consequences to the decisions that we make. Listen, we've all made career choices. We've all made decisions in our life. Yet, I think the biggest, like, the biggest wrong decision that we made, the biggest mistake that we've all made, quite frankly, is that we're not college football coaches. Think about it. Think about the greatness of being a college football coach. Think about the greatness. You could bully people around. You've got more like state troopers around you than like the governor of Michigan does. She's got a bunch of wackos trying to kidnap her, man. You can't step in for 10 feet with it in a Harbaugh. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. You got your own state trooper protection. All right. I see Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley's getting whatever it is, what, you know, 13, 15 mil a year. Oh, yeah, by the way, get this. So they're already going to be paying him like 15 mil a year. But on top of that, they need to buy his house in Oklahoma because, oh, I got to sell my house. Oh, we'll buy it. And oh, yeah, by the way, it's in his contract. He gets a $6 million home in L.A. Well, whatever, Ashley. So you should have done better than a bachelor pad for Lincoln Riley. Oh, Brian Kelly's a traitor. Traitor. Irish fans cry. Were you crying when you stole him for Cincinnati? Shut up. Go Blue. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! Let's rock! End or roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them. The college football degenerate. Coaches and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Listen, there's a ton of stuff to get to here. We are going to get to everything. We've got 180 minutes to do this. George Kurtz is going to join us in level two. We got Rick Saratella. We've got Babano. We're talking NFL draft, NFL football. Obviously, we'll get you caught up to date with all the college football. We haven't even gotten to the baseball yet. Unfortunately, Corey Seager is a Los Angeles Dodger. No more, but the Dodgers don't do 10-year deals. And the Texas Rangers sign Marcus Semien, and they bring in Corey Seager, and the odds makers yawn. Texas Rangers are 75-1 right now to win the World Series. And in fact, it's only seven teams with worse odds to win the World Series than the Texas Rangers. I've said it before and I'll say it again, man. Listen, free agency, I get it and stuff. It's a nice talking point. Basically, free agency, it's like it's not a coincidence. It's at the holiday season, right? It's also not a coincidence. They're going to ask you to renew your season tickets and want money from you, right? So it's a shiny new toy for the kids. And what happens to shiny new toys that you give to kids at Christmas time? They end up in the garage or the basement, and they're more interested with a tennis ball after, right? That's all this is. I don't know. If I'm wrong, you know, prove me wrong. Tell me, like, show me, like, a big free agency signing that's won anything for anybody in baseball. Like, oh, yeah, man, they signed these guys, and then they won. I don't know. Like, who? When? Where? What? Who, what, when, where? Oh, by the way, so the L.A. Dodgers lost Max Scherzer today.
And they lost Corey Seager today. I know the Dodger haters, and I'm wearing a Dodger jersey just to step up. Just to step up today to renew my faith. So, yeah, just for the record, so they lost Max Scherzer, they lost Corey Seager. Who are the favorites right now to win the World Series at FanDuel right now? Oh, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Oh, that's right. Oh, the Los Angeles Dodgers are still favorites. Shiny new objects. Listen, the Atlanta Braves just beat everybody with a bunch of no-name dudes that make no money that nobody's ever heard of pitching out of the bullpen. Bullpens win championships. Free agency sell you season tickets. All right? Yeah, the Texas Rangers are going to sell some tickets. They're going to have some nice public fan events where the fans are going to come down and meet Simeon and Seager and maybe Kershaw. And it'll all be fun, and people are going to have a good time with the ballpark, and ultimately, whatever. You know, they'll finish in fourth place. Right? It's about making the right move, not the flashy move in sport, but specifically baseball. Right? It's easy. Look, everybody bought into San Diego, but we'll get into the baseball talk with George Kurtz. There's a lot of it to get into. There's a lot of it. College football, obviously, there's a lot of it. But let's start off with the NFL right now, following tonight's football game, because the Washington football team are in the playoffs right now. And I tell you what, they're a hard team not to like. No egos on the team, right? You just got a bunch of dudes kind of with chips on their shoulder, guys that nobody really wanted, or, you know, guys that work hard, right? Heineke's an easy guy to cheer for. And it's one of those deals where their offense is so primitive that it's effective, right? And it, like all these teams would have called, like, you know, look at the Rams. I'm sure the Rams playbook is pretty complicated. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure, like, you know, when you sign with the Rams and they give you the playbook, you're like, oh my God, right? It's probably like 488 pages and every play has 17 different dynamics to it and you have to know. Hey, no, blue wide means this, dumbass, right? And, you know, Washington is so playground-like. It's basically like, listen, snap the ball, drop back, and just throw it like 4 or 5 yards to whoever's open. And then we'll do it again. 3 yards in a cloud of dust, so to speak. You know, they don't care. The Washington football team, they don't care how they get the first down. It's just like, listen, just get the damn first down, and we'll get another first down. We'll worry about that after. And it's simple, but it works because they're not overthinking things. And Heineke's just a kid. He's out there trying to make plays and win football games. And does he have a ton of talent? No, right? Is he athletically gifted? Yes, obviously he's an NFL quarterback, right? But by NFL standards, you know what I mean? He's basically a punter, right? He's lucky to be there. He's living a Rudy moment, this kid, except he's running with it. He's running with it. And you notice with Heineke, dude, this guy, he nearly beat Tom Brady in the playoffs last year, right? He beat Tom Brady a couple of weeks ago. He just beat Russell Wilson. These are Hall of Fame quarterbacks this kid's beating. And all I see are all these former players all day on TV saying about how he's a joke and about, oh, if Fitzpatrick's there, I'll take Heineke over for Fitzpatrick. I know what Fitzpatrick's going to do. He's going to throw an interception. He's going to fumble the ball. You know, sometimes you got to accept limited capability for being a gamer. You know, Heineke reminds me of Flutie. He's not as good as Doug Flutie, but you know what I mean? It's just he's a gamer, right? Like, you know, after the game today, they asked Heineke, what was it? Lisa Salters asked him, what was it like? It must have been a dream for you to play on Monday Night Football for the first time. The O-line was great. The defense was great. The team was great. Yeah, but what, you know, what was it like for you playing on Monday Night Football and, you know, everyone doubts you? All I know is we have the Raiders up next week. I guarantee you, guys in the clubhouse see that stuff, right? They see that as they go in the room, the TVs are on, they see this stuff as opposed to, oh, I'm living my dream. You know, I just beat Russell Wilson. Look at Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield wins the football game, gets booed by a couple of fat guys with dog masks in the end zone, and he starts crying and bitching and pouting. Won't even shake the hands of the other team after. Oh, that's just who Baker is. Yeah, a bitch, right? Let's just be real. And that's why no one likes you on your team, and that's why Kareem Hunt's father now says you suck, right? I mean, let's be real here. Was it just Odell's father? And I like Kareem Hunt's father saying, I know everyone's going to say I'm just like Odell's father, but he goes, whatever. He goes, this guy's just not very good. It makes you wonder, what are these players saying to their fathers about Baker? Like, basically, they're saying that, listen, we can't win with this guy, and, like, this is terrible, right? This is terrible. Have you ever seen this before where everyone's father on a team is, like, complaining about the quarterback? I haven't seen this since my hockey teams when I was a kid. Let's let you know. So, like I said, it's hard not to like Ron Rivera. Washington lose. You know, they lose a bunch of dudes. They're injured and stuff. They just keep battling right now. And as it is right now, the Washington football team are in the playoffs. So let's get you the updated playoff standings right now, because it's wild stuff, man. The NFL, this is some crazy stuff going on. This is some crazy stuff going on, specifically the NFC. The AFC, everyone's kind of good. The NFC is just a train wreck. The NFC is a train wreck right now of 5-6-ness, but it gets you in. So as it is right now, the Arizona Cardinals are the one seed. All right, the Green Bay Packers are the two seed. Arizona 9-2, Green Bay 9-3. Tampa Bay are the three seed at 8-3. Dallas are fading at 7-4. We'll talk Cowboy football level two with Kurtz. McCarthy's going to be out with COVID. LA Rams keep losing. The Rams are the five seed right now. The San Francisco 49ers, the red hot 49ers right now, 6-5 are your six seed. If the playoffs started this weekend, the San Francisco 49ers would be playing at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Washington football team are now the seven seed. It would be Washington at Green Bay. I like Heineke, but yeah, you'd be done. Heineke, you're not going into Lambeau winning that game. See, that's pretty crazy. So basically 5-6 Washington you're in right now. But the thing is, guys, the Saints are 5-6. The Falcons are 5-6. The Vikings are 5-6. The Eagles are 5-7. The Panthers are 5-7. Hell, even the Giants are in this thing. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Back in black. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Luke! There's a big crowd. Welcome us back. Even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football. Let's see if you can come catch a rock.
The Seahawks fans throwing fish right now at the Seahawks getting off the plane. Seahawks actually battled tonight, but it still wasn't good enough. It's actually a tough loss for them this evening. I am Gable Morency. Let's do this thing. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. We got a bunch of guests stepping up and in with us a little bit later on, but we've got a lot of rage, a lot of stuff to break down here this evening. So as far as Russell Wilson and Seattle are concerned, I was thinking, hey, this is, you know, whatever. It is what it is. The season's done. You're 3-8. You know, but what's crazy, things are actually working out for the New York Jets. They got a first-round draft pick from these guys for Jamal Adams. Right, which was actually also not the smartest thing to do, was it? Right, if you were Seattle. But it's time right now. Let's just be real. It's time. Because either way you look at this right now, if you're the Seattle Seahawks, if you bring back Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson, is anything going to be different next year? Right? is suddenly the play calling going to get better? Or suddenly you're going to figure out how to, like, get the ball to DK Metcalf? I mean, he wasn't even targeted for the first four quarters of the game. It's like, I bet the under 5.5 receptions. I never bet unders and props. Tonight I was like, man, 5.5 catches. They throw to him like once or twice a game, right? Like, and the thing is, so they don't throw to the wide receivers, yet at the same point in time, they don't have a ground game. So I'm kind of wondering what it is you actually do. And not to mention, so Pete Carroll's making $14 million a year. He's like 70 years old. And it's not working. Russell Wilson already wanted out before this. What the hell do you think he's thinking now, right? It was a hell of a run. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing lasts forever. And you know, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. And I'm not saying be a heartless son of a bitch. But the less feelings and attachment that you have in life and in sports, etc., the clearer you will think. Love clouds judgment, right? Passion clouds judgment. Anger clouds judgment, right? And the fact of the matter is, you had great memories with Russell Wilson in Seattle. Just like we had great memories with Corey Seager in Los Angeles, but we're not giving you a 10-year deal, son. Right? It's the way it works. Have fun in Texas. Go finish in fourth place, bro. Good for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come again. But it's the same thing. You got to let this stuff go. And the fact of the matter is, in hindsight right now, dear God, man, they should have taken that deal from the Bears, man, when the Bears were stupid enough to offer you like four first-round picks, man, for Wilson. Like, yeah, like seriously, I'd be sitting there right now going, oh, my effing God. Like, what are we going to get from Wilson now, especially if Deshaun Watson's cleared, which he will be. Deshaun's going to be playing next year, all right? So, in other words, at the draft, someone's going to get Deshaun, and you're going to have Wilson out there. But if you're – I'm telling you right now, if you're Seattle, I know this sucks, Seattle fan, but it's a fact. It's a fact. And if you're Wilson, let's say, okay, fine, we're going to fire Pete Carroll. Or not fire him. He's going to retire, and he's going to, you know what I mean, dignified. Let's say Pete Carroll realizes, listen, and Pete Carroll seems kind of worn out now, to be honest. All right, so let's say that. So if you're Russell Wilson, then what? The organization's already proven they're cheap. They don't spend money. And what? So I'm going to be here with some new rookie coach that comes in here? You know what? Who are you hiring? You're hiring John Madden? Like, you know what I'm saying? No. Either way, it's over in Seattle, man. You can't bring Pete Carroll back, and Russell Wilson ain't going to want to go back with some new, like, whole new regiment and start his career over. He wants to do what Tom Brady did. He wants to do what Peyton Manning did. It matters. Tom Brady was asked, what motivated you so much? He didn't even lie. He said, well, it kind of bothered me that Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl with two different teams. He said, I wanted to do that. You know, Russell Wilson, new challenges in life, right? That's how these guys think. You already hear Giannis talking about that. Well, you know, I won in Milwaukee, right? It's not, he's not being a jerk to the city of Milwaukee. He loves it there. He stayed there. But he's just being honest when, you know, challenge. He goes, yeah, well, I won here. Maybe I think I'd like to win somewhere else now, right? That's what builds the legacy. Look at LeBron. He's a legend in different cities. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole legacy. Yeah, I didn't just win because of that coach and that thing. I saw on PTI today, they were talking about how Russell Wilson only won before because of Marshawn Lynch. Are you kidding me? Russell Wilson's an amazing quarterback. His best friend died. I told you people this. He was on our show. All right? No one in the media, they don't even know that. You don't care because all you're talking about is low-hanging fruit. Right? His best friend died. His motivational spiritual advisor, his mental coach, died suddenly. Right? Like, he had never missed a game in his career. He got hurt, missed games, his fingers all messed up. Right? Like, you know, Wilson's had a blessed run and everything. Reality's caught up all at once this year. Russell Wilson's still a great quarterback. But, and listen, he's not old. But at the same point in time, there needs to be the right spot for him. And you know what I mean? Like, put it this way. The Cleveland Browns. If you're the Cleveland Browns, you've got it all. You've got the tight ends. You got the receivers. You know what I mean? You've got the defense. Defense is great. Defense on the Browns. Those guys are vicious, man. I didn't even realize. You know, man, like, damn, these guys hit you. And they fly around and they're fast. Poor Browns defense are on the field all the time because they got Baker boy Baker there. You know what I mean? He's doing Mayfield things. right? Like, if you're on the Browns, it's like sheer frustration at this point in time. And whatever, I'm calling it now. I don't think Baker Mayfield lasts the season as a starting quarterback in Cleveland. I think they're just going to say, you know what, we're going to go with Keenum here. And basically their thought process will be this kid is melting under the pressure. If you're worried, if you're worried about what's going on online, you can't be my quarterback. Like, I can't have a guy that's worried about Twitter and Instagram and stuff, bro. You know what I mean? I want a guy that's worried about winning football games. And I know you want to win, but there's different levels to this about how to win, right? About how to win, right? Like, Baker needs to do what Brady does and stuff. Like, all these guys notice everything that's said about him. And for the record, guys, if you don't think the coaches pay attention to what's going on and players on Twitter, I've had two different Michigan Wolverines follow me on Twitter in the last few days, including the offensive line coach. The offensive line freaking coach at the Michigan Wolverines started following me on Twitter. I was tweeting about Michigan, and I was saying nice things, and he said, thank you. He said, thank you. And I'm like, wow, right? It's like, well, you think coaches pay attention? And I tweeted after. I said, if you're wondering if the coaches pay attention on Twitter, I guess they do when they win. And even Harbaugh. I love, God bless Harbaugh. Harbaugh even said, yeah, yeah, I looked online. Harbaugh said, yeah, yeah, I got a good laugh. He goes, I got a good, yeah. He said, I looked online. Harbaugh said, I love that he admitted it. They said, hey, coach, did you look online at all the comments? He goes, yeah, I did. Right? And great, great stuff, right? That, like, they're admitting, yeah, yeah, we see everything. We were aware. Like, it was like Giannis last year in the playoffs. Remember when everyone was doing the countdown? 10, 9, 8, right, on the free throw line, and you know, they asked him, can you hear people when they're counting? I loved his answer. He goes, I'm standing in the middle of an arena with 20,000 people. He goes, of course I hear them, right? It's like, well, what do you mean, do I hear them? It's not if I hear them. The question is, does it bother me? Of course I hear them. Like, some of the media questions, do you hear the crowd? No, I don't hear them. Hey, Lane Kiffin, did you know that someone threw a water bottle at you? No, I didn't know that I got hit in the head with a golf ball. I didn't know that. I didn't know. I was so in the zone. I was so in the zone. See, I was very fired up, actually. I've had, like... I don't get excited often on Twitter. The offensive line coach did a great job, too. Yeah, like John Jones. Remember with Nagan, it was a good example. When Nagan, who said something to John Jones online, and John Jones responded, this motivates me even more. And Nagan, who responded, he goes, if this stuff motivates you, you've already lost. Right? Like, if that's like really? So what, Twitter motivates you, John Jones? Like, seriously? How about you motivate not to get arrested for a month? How's that sound? That's better motivation. Twitter motivates you. So the Michigan Wolverines get it done and beat Ohio State for the first time in 10 years. Harbaugh was 0-5. He wasn't 0-15. He was 0-5. And it's a good thing that Harbaugh did beat Ohio State for the first time because, you know, quote, unquote, air quotes, he needed to prove. Right. And I know people are kind of slow and they don't understand sarcasm, but he needed to prove that he's a good coach. Right. Never mind the fact that he went to the Super Bowl with the San Francisco 49ers. Never mind the fact that he went to two NFC Conference championship games with the San Francisco 49ers. Right. I guess he wasn't a good coach all before that. No. I know he needed to win a college football game to prove to a bunch of jackass losers that barely watch college football that he's a good coach, right? I guess going 12-1 and winning the Orange Bowl in 2010 with a Stanford Cardinal, a program that was nothing, right? Nothing. The only program that ever won anything at Stanford in their lives, the debate, their golf, and their like swim teams, all right? They go 12-1 with a Stanford Cardinal. But I know he's not a good college coach, right? Right, he can't, I know. He needed your approval of the jackass clown. Jackass clown, that's right. There's no doubt that he needed to beat Ohio State. Not to prove anything to a bunch of loser trolls. Because Ohio State are in the way of what Michigan's goals are. And that is to win a national championship. I guess Kirby Smart should be fired if he loses on Saturday, right? He's 0-3. You know, Georgia haven't beaten Alabama since 2007. They suck. They're clowns. Fire them. Kirby Smart. Hashtag Kirby Smart. Fire them. Hashtag. Hashtag. Hashtag you and Ohio State suck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break up the hickory switch.
Whoa, Nelly! Rest in peace, Keith Jackson, the voice of college football. I just heard one of the Sports Grid history moments, Mike Demergis. I'm a fan of those. I love sports history, so I love just being reminded. But, yeah, Brian's song. Wow, what a movie. Brian's song, 1971, ABC Movie of the Week, recounts the details of the life of Brian Piccolo, played by James Caan, former and his friendship with Gale Sayers, former Penn State. Yeah, that movie, I remember seeing that movie when I was a kid and crying pretty hard. Crying pretty hard. Imagine if I watch it right now, I would cry pretty hard. As well, if you haven't seen that movie, check it out. Brian's song. It's hard hitting stuff though. It's like, you know, it's not like today's stuff. You know what I'm saying? Today's stuff is crap, right? If you want real, you want real films and actors and actresses, you need to go back a ways. I guess the 70s is all right, but you know, to me, like the 50s and stuff. I'm dead serious. Like, watch, even if you don't like that stuff, like watch an old episode of Alfred Hitchcock. Watch like a Twilight Zone and just realize how good these actors are, like compared to today's sloth that win Academy Awards and stuff like that. You call that talent? This is Capital City. This is Capital City. So the Michigan Wolverines beat down Ohio State. It was a glorious day at the big house in Ann Arbor. I like that Harbaugh admitted that it's a day he's going to remember for the rest of his life, but there's work to be done because if they don't beat Iowa, that it's not a good look, right? Because you can take the accolades, and I've defended Harbaugh to the end of the earth, and I still will. But, and as we stated earlier, as we were talking about Harbaugh, he doesn't need the approval of any jackass in the media. He doesn't need the approval of any jackass Twitter troll, some loser that's not a Michigan fan. He needed the approval of himself, right? He needed the approval of Bo Schembechler. And he brought it up. He said, I hope Bo's happy and Bo's proud, right? And Bo Schembechler once famously stated that it's the Michigan Wolverines' duty for every person in the state of Michigan to beat Ohio State, right? And Harbaugh felt that. He realized that they didn't win. But as he stated, Ryan Day, Harbaugh was asked about Ryan Day wanting to hang 100. Ryan Day said, we're going to hang 100 on Michigan next year. And he said, some people are born on third base and think they hit a triple. And Ryan Day inherited this program from Urban Meyer, who did a hell of a job. But, never fall for the low-hanging fruit, guys. You get the low-hanging sport fruit. And, Harbaugh this. It's just, it's ridiculous. All right, Harbaugh is a great coach. He's always been a great coach. His resume is better. Yeah, 25% of his resume is better than 98% of the resumes of the coaches that are getting hundreds of millions of dollars right now. If the media are just idiots. I'm just going to call it out for what it is. They're stupid. They're never right about anything, right? Max Scherzer loves the West Coast. Wants to be on the West Coast. Well, Max Scherzer signed in Queens, New York. All right, last I checked, it's not the West Coast. Lincoln Riley, LSU. Well, I went to USC. Did anybody have him go? No, right? No. But the media knows all, right? And they know what everyone should do. Buddy Ryan said it best, former head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Rex Ryan's father. Yeah, he was the head coach of the Eagles, and people wanted him to go for it. He didn't, and he was asked after. They said, you know, the fans were booing, and he said, yeah. He said, listen to the fans, and you'll end up sitting next to them, right? You don't win championships on Twitter. You don't win championships online. You win championships by making smart moves like Alex Anthopoulos did. So all these coaches now, right, like Harbaugh needed the win, right? And I love, like, the hype of all this stuff. So let me see something. So it's the, wow, unbelievable, Lincoln Riley's making all this money because he's unbelievable. How many championships did Lincoln Riley win? Lincoln Riley inherited a program that won championships under Bob Stoops. Lincoln Riley didn't build anything. Kyler Murray transferred to where you were. Okay. Did you win? No. But all these college coaches fall, like, upwards, like, but even though they lose, they never win, right? Yeah, what a hire. I heard today, Brian Kelly's won everywhere he's been. Brian Kelly hasn't won anywhere he's been. He's never won a championship, right? It's musical chairs, these guys. And then you hear after, I'm seeing these losers, oh, Oklahoma are done now. Oklahoma are toast. Oh, shut up. Right, yeah, Oklahoma are really, oh, they're going to be done. I know, right? Because Lincoln, Oklahoma football didn't exist before Lincoln Riley showed up, right? Didn't show up before. Lincoln Riley never won anything. Brian Kelly never won anything. Are they good coaches? Yes. Yes, yes, very good coaches, similar to the Harbaugh stuff. I'm not saying, oh, you didn't win, you're not a good coach. But whatever, Lincoln Riley's been around a couple of years and inherited a program. And listen, he's going to do a good job in Los Angeles. But it's amazing. That's why I'm saying earlier, we should be college football coaches. There's no accountability. You don't even need to win. As long as you're just good, you don't win, you'll fall backwards, upwards. It's as simple as that. That's what it comes down to, and you see this time and time again. You know, Matt Campbell and all these names and stuff. Oh, Matt Campbell, whatever, man. Matt Campbell loses 5 and 6 games every year. Yeah, but he's at Iowa State. I don't know. I just see Baylor just won 10 games, right? Yeah, but oh, Matt Campbell, why? Because the media, because you like him? Because, you know, it's a low-hanging fruit, that name? Have you ever seen Matt Campbell's name not attached to any job opening ever in the last 4 years, ever? So, of course, that means every team was always interested in him, right? Or no, the media just have your little list of names that you go with, and that's what you do. And every school is great and then terrible and doomed after. And there's just this little cycle of stuff, and all these coaches just hop around like pretty much the prostitutes that they are. They'll sleep with anybody that pays the money. That's who you are. That's who you are. Let's just call it out for what it is. And I love Coach Harbaugh, and I, you know, there's a few good college guys out there. I don't know, maybe 6 of them. A few of them. You know, a few. Like, if you look at Harbaugh never left anywhere. Right, Harbaugh didn't, like, bolt anyone and go to Michigan. You know, Harbaugh left the NFL, got offered the Miami Dolphin job, and said, no, I'm going to go to Michigan instead after San Francisco. Right? He didn't, like, backstab anybody. All these coaches. Brian Kelly was asked last week, are you going to leave Notre Dame? Oh, God, no. Why would I do that? I have the greatest job in the world. You know? Like, let me ask you with Lincoln Riley. And the Lincoln Riley stuff is complicated, but with Lincoln Riley, and I watched that game, and I had money on Oklahoma, and there were some weird play calls and stuff. Like, it almost seemed like the coaching staff, I don't know, didn't care, quite frankly. And I was like, that's a weird call in this situation. Where's the urgency here? So did Lincoln Riley just decide, like, immediately after Saturday night that he was leaving Oklahoma and going to USC? When he told the media so adamantly and egotistically after, I'm not going to be the next coach of LSU. Stop asking me about that. When he damn well, you know, he damn well knew he was leaving for USC. Did he tell his players that? Probably not, right? So when that kid was risking injury playing for him, thinking about Boomer Sooner and all that garbage, no offense to Oklahoma, but it's all garbage, right? To the, you know, ultimately to the coach, right? I'm sure Brian Kelly, you know what I mean? Has Brian Kelly not yelled at people this week at practice? Has he not been a jerk to his players, right? Sold him on Rudy and a Gipper and Notre Dame and all this crap when he's, hey, LSU offered more money and I'm a prostitute, so I'm going to go sleep with them. I love you, honey, but you know what I mean? The next door neighbor has more money. Like Lincoln Riley, You know, I'm crying because it was such a difficult decision, but I'm so excited. Well, it's obviously not that difficult because you put a knife in her back, no problem, bro. Like, come on, man. You're all snakes. You're all snakes, and it's amazing. Think about this. The president of the United States' salary is $400,000 a year. The new college football salary, that's about half of football. Think about that. You could be the president of the United States for $400K, or you coach LSU and make, you know, $378,000 per halftime, per half, right? As I stated, we've all made big mistakes in not becoming college football coaches. As I stated, you go 6-5, man, and they think you're good. You know, basically, as long as you just don't ask a pregnant woman who happens to be the wife of the assistant to the dean to have sex with you in a gas station bathroom, you're good. Gumbo. You know what I'm saying? So, one thing I will say about Harbaugh and the vitriol from the media and the trolls and everything, Harbaugh's got an ego. Right, Harbaugh's got an ego, and when things are going good, he's got his chest puffed out and stuff, but that's who he is, and I get it. It goes both ways, and Harbaugh does have to follow this up by winning on Saturday. Very simple. They need to follow it up by winning on Saturday, and the Michigan Wolverines will be the Big Ten champions, and as the Bo Schembechler speech that I often tweet, that's what it's about. What's the team? The team, the team. Harbaugh was in the room for that too, right, as a player. So what was that all about? We're going to beat Ohio State, and we're going to win the Big Ten championship, right? That was the goal. It's not just to beat Ohio State. It's to beat Ohio State and win the Big Ten championship. As a state, yeah, we need to beat Ohio State, but Ohio State are just in the effing way of winning the Big Ten championship. It's about winning the Big Ten championship. And then you win the Big Ten championship, and then you go to the college football playoffs. Very simple. And while all these other jackass coaches are getting free $6 million homes and, you know what, really, you know, worried about the poor on the street, Harbaugh gets a $1.5 million bonus if they make it to the playoffs. All right, I think he got $500K. He's going to get like $500K for the Big Ten, whatever. It's like $1.5 million if they win on Saturday. He gets a $1.5 million bonus in which he is giving every cent to all the other Michigan athletic program coaches of the smaller sort of like sports that lost their money during COVID. You know, like the track and field team and whatever. He's giving a $1.5 million to everybody. So next time, you know, oh, Harbaugh this, Harbaugh that. Well, ask yourself, have you given $1.5 million to anybody? And they'll say, oh, he's doing this for publicity. Shut up. No, he's not. He doesn't need to give $1.5 million to the assistant coaches of, like, the swim team of Michigan, right, for publicity. Now, as far as the Oklahoma Sooners are concerned, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. I guess it'll be Venables. That was the word. I sort of wait for the final confirmation of everything. Venables would be fine. I thought Mark Stoops would have been intriguing. You're going to the SEC. And that's the whole thing with Lincoln Riley, right? And that's the thing why, if you're a Sooner fan, you can't come out. And I don't like the way this stuff's ever handled. I don't think they should.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Be allowed to do this at this time of the year. I think it's garbage, personally. So I guess Kelly, whatever. I guess you don't care if Notre Dame make the playoffs? Right? I guess Kelly, you don't care that he made the playoffs? But the whole thing with Lincoln Riley is he didn't want to go to the SEC. He didn't think it was a smart decision. Right? He knew, listen, we got a good thing going here. We got Heisman Trophy winners. We make the playoffs every year. Why are we going to the SEC? Because of money. So he's like, you know what? I don't even want to go to the SEC. I'll go to the Pac-12.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
All right. How much did you win?
$116.
What a windfall.
Yeah, I still feel tingly.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. We're throwing it down. Gotta love this time of the year. College football talk. Sooner Lisa in Norman says the Venable stuff. It's rumors. It's not actually factual. And I weighed off. I waited on the Brian Kelly stuff actually too. People were like, oh, I was like, wait, man. You can wait an hour or two and find out if it's true. All right. And I mean, a lot of people are getting fooled today by fake posts on baseball signings and stuff like that. You got to double check this stuff, right? Just wait. There's no rush. You're going to find out by the end of the day. Hey, let the deal go through, man. Remember when Max Scherzer just got traded to San Diego? Did he? No, he didn't. He got traded to Los Angeles. So let this stuff play out, man. The media is never right, all right? The media is never right. So as far as Oklahoma, I don't know. Venables would make sense. He's never left Clemson for whatever reason. I don't know what his deal is. He's a Sooner guy, so there's a lot of, it makes sense. Let's just be real. It would change the dynamic to become a defensive-minded team, right? But they're going to the SEC. They're going to have to change their style a bit. But speaking of which, going to the SEC, to me, and I don't know how Sooner Lisa thinks about this or, you know, in the big picture, Sooner Nation, but what about Mark Stoops? Not the sexiest name, but, you know, it's a Stoops name. And let's be real. You made your bed. You wanted to go to the SEC. You're going to the SEC. This guy's an SEC coach. He's had success in the SEC at a basketball school, okay? You know how hard that is? Like, you know what? Mark Stoops can coach, man. This guy can coach, and I don't know if he's the right, you know what I mean? Is he the right guy just because he's the brother? But I don't think it's just because he's the brother. You go to the SEC, this guy's won with Kentucky in the SEC at a basketball school. Man, it's crazy, the college football landscape. I really could have been a football coach, too, years ago. I should have done it and started to climb the ladder. I wouldn't be here right now. I'd be making big money. Bring it.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.